Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
I'm feeling guilty for having to renegotiate a contract I made with myself just a couple of weeks ago. So this is my kid's senior year of soccer. I ain't going to miss a game. This is it, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to miss a game. Not home, not away, nothing.
You only got 18 summers, Burt. Don't miss a one.
So I've made myself a promise. I am not missing this. Who knows if he's going to be playing in college? He isn't really expecting himself to play in college, so I'm going to be there, okay? Hey, I took a look at the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
He had a game in Fayetteville last night.
That's close, right?
That's over an hour away from Atlanta in rush hour traffic. So you're looking at an hour and a half or 2 hours down there. And then the game, then another hour on the way back without traffic. So
17 years ago, you should have wrapped it up. Sorry.
Whoa.
All the way back.
Wait a second.
Wait. How did we get there?
Another story for another time. So I crossed that one off the list, and I gave myself a little bit of a break. Hey, man, I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning, man. Mm-hmm. Can't be home at 10:30 or 11 o'clock. So I scratched that one off. And then looked a little bit further down that list, and there's a game coming up in LaGrange, Georgia, which is 70 miles outside of Atlanta at like 7 o'clock at night. That one has been scratched off the list also. So I think if I make like 75% of the games, it'd be a really good senior season.
But, you know,
I can't be there for it all, man.
75%, huh? That's where we landed now.
I stopped at LaGrange. I didn't even look down the rest of the list. I don't even know what else is out there.
But you know what percentage he's going to remember?
Yeah, the 25% that I'm not. That's okay. You know what, son? Okay, good. I'll give you money for therapy for that. I'm not going to make those games.
He's getting hat tricks every game, man.
Maybe because the pressure is off because I'm not there. He got one last night.
Oh, okay.
He should be thanking me.
Okay.
All right. All right. Jody here needs our help with the War of the Roses. She already has a great hunch because she thinks that the mistress is kind of laying down those breadcrumbs, letting her know what's going on, but she wants concrete proof. And when us to do a War of the Roses. Hey, Jody, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What you got going on?
What you guys say all the time is so true. Women play chess, men play checkers, and I don't think my boyfriend is cheating. I absolutely know it, and I know this because the woman he's cheating with wanted me to find out, but I just need a little more ammo before I confront him.
Okay, so what indication did the quote-unquote mistress give you that he was messing around?
Okay, this is a good one. So the other day, I get in his car, okay, normal. I reach up to pull the visor down to check my makeup, and this piece of jewelry falls right into my lap. And it's like, it wasn't like, oh, there's an earring that was lost in the seat or like a necklace got tangled in the seatbelt. I mean, this was placed up there intentionally, like whoever she is definitely put it there. So knowing that I would put the visor down and it would fall and I would find it. And
that is some serious chess.
Sneaky.
Yeah. But it was a gold bracelet. It was like really thin, delicate. It had a small heart charm, which just makes me want to throw up. And then you just like looking at it, you know, it's the kind of jewelry that you don't like forget by accident. Like for me, it would have been like too meaningful. Like I would have been crazy if I thought that I had lost it, but it hit my lap and I knew it. And I like my stomach dropped and I felt like I couldn't breathe. I mean, it wasn't mine, this thing. And like, who else is in my boyfriend's car but me? And it wasn't something he bought for me. Like, otherwise it would be on me.
In that moment when it hits your lap, he ain't go, surprise.
Happy Valentine's Day in March.
You didn't see that coming, babe.
Don't you know leprechauns leave gifts now for St. Patty's Day?
Gosh, forgot.
That would have been fast.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what he did. I couldn't. I was so sick to my stomach, I couldn't even look at him. I didn't even say anything. I think I was, like, frozen. And I guess I didn't even need to say anything. Like, I knew the truth. This confirmed it. There wasn't any point in asking him. And in the moment, like, I just knew he would have lied. He would have, like, made up some excuse or tried to, like, gaslight me into thinking I was crazy. But this thing has just fallen into my lap. So I just sat there with this bracelet in my lap, knowing exactly what was going on. And this other woman clearly wants me to know about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's not some secret side chick hoping to stay hidden. She made her move. She made her move. She left her jewelry where I would find it. So I could see for myself what kind of, I hate to even use the word man, because like boy that I'm dealing with. She wants him to get caught, and he's about to. And I need your help because I need to catch him in the act. So can you do one of those War of the Roses and see who he sends the flowers to?
Not only can we do it, we've already done it for you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So if you hang out for a couple of minutes here, we will try to get you concrete proof to see if he is messing around on you. Or could just be a female mechanic at Jiffy Lube that just happened to put it up there. She's wondering today, where is my necklace?
Yeah. I know they hate when that happens, don't man. Right?
Or the roses next.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So Jody here is fairly convinced that her boyfriend's mistress gave a pretty big breadcrumb as to their relationship. Yes, Abby?
Yes, she did. Or he did. Or the mistress did. Basically, she had this dainty gold bracelet. And in order to tip off Jody that her boyfriend has a little side piece action, she put the gold bracelet in the, what's it called? The folding thing with the mirror in your car.
Visor.
So the visor. So when she opened it, it fell straight into her lap. And she was like, oh, I'm getting cheated on. That sucks. And now she wants us to do our War of the Roses, where we send an email to the cheating man and see if he's going to send roses to either the mistress or his lady.
Yeah, I mean, that is a very, like, women play chess, men play checkers, because, like, the first thing I do when I get into the passenger seat of the car 9 times out of 10 is I pull that mirror down. I pull the visor down and I open the mirror and I look at my makeup just, you know, if you're going somewhere. I mean, it's like a habit.
Because dudes never use that.
No.
No, man. No. If I'm going to look to see if there's something in my teeth or whatever, it's going to be the rearview mirror.
Yeah. No.
Wait, what? That's what you use?
Yeah. Would you use the visor?
Yeah, if I needed to see the mirror. I never really need to see it, but if I needed a mirror, I would pull it down.
You ever even owned a car?
Yes, for 16 years, man.
It's been a long time, though.
So right. Asking your Uber driver, can I go up there and look at my teeth in your mirror?
No, when I had a car, I used a visor. Cars had visors 10 years ago, okay, Abby? They had visors.
This really is a slick move. Maybe tomorrow we should ask this question, like, what were the breadcrumbs that either you left or the mistress left? Because dudes, we're not capable of this.
Nah.
Oh, my God, here's a really good one I just saw. It was a woman. She was, I think, cleaning her windows, and then she saw a bunch of, like, sucker marks on it. You know, like, if you have the back of your phone, there's a special sticker you can get where you can suction cup it to the window, and it's called, like, an Octobuddy or something like that. So it's got, like, a very distinct pattern of, like, 9 suckers, and only women generally use those to film themselves. And she's like, I don't own that. My husband doesn't own that. My kids don't have it. So someone's been coming over to her house and, like, putting it on the bathroom mirror, on her windows, in her kitchen. And she found the proof everywhere.
What happened to just, like, sending her a DM? Hey, your boy's cheating. Like, why?
There's no proof.
Yeah. Well,
but
did she do that on purpose so the other woman would find it? Or was it that just her, like, her spidey senses and her detective?
Her spidey senses. But then later she went into the mirror and it was, like, clearly outlined. And she's like, all right, I don't no longer think it's so secret.
Didn't we have a listener on years and years ago? Might have been before you guys' time. From a woman confessing that when she would sit in the passenger seat of her man's car, she used to put her feet on the windshield to signify that she was there.
The toes
on there, because most dudes don't generally do that.
The toe print.
the toe print. That's next level.
All right, Jody. So you called us up, and she left you this breadcrumb in the visor, and you wanted concrete proof. So you came to us to do the War of the Roses. We got all that right.
Yep.
All right, Kristen, take it from here.
All right, so we sent a fake promotional email to the email address Jody provided us for her boyfriend. He's offered a free bouquet of flowers, able to choose from several options with pictures in exchange. He's asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order. We make it seem as legit as possible. And his options were, you know, because the gold bracelet did have a tiny gold heart on it.
Oh, here we go.
Golden heart. A delicate and romantic bouquet featuring soft yellow roses, white lilies, and baby's breath wrapped in elegant gold tissue, a subtle yet heartfelt way to express love and admiration. Then there's
Midnight Passion.
A bold and sultry arrangement of deep red roses, burgundy dahlias, and black calla lilies accented with dark greenery, perfect for an intense, secretive romance. Next is Sweet Serenity, a charming mix of pink peonies, blush roses, and lavender sprigs. Tied together with a satin ribbon, this bouquet radiates warmth, care, and gentle affection.
Ooh, that one sounds pretty.
I know it does, doesn't it?
I like that one.
I was a fan of that one as well.
You guys realize it's not real, right?
It could be.
Okay. It is in my heart. Wild Desire is the last option, a vibrant explosion of exotic orchids, fiery orange tulips, and deep purple irises, symbolizing passion, adventure, in an untamed connection. Jody, we sent this email at 9:55 yesterday. There was no response. Right. So we followed up with another email at 12:45. Took him a couple hours, but we finally got him to bite.
Okay.
He chose Golden Heart.
We know what that means.
What?
He's cheating.
No.
Wait, what?
He hasn't sent it to yet. Because the subconscious in his brain was like, my side chick has a golden heart bracelet. Uh-huh. And that's crazy that there's a golden heart bouquet.
That's crazy.
That's what a coinkity.
All right, he did choose Golden Heart, a delicate and romantic bouquet featuring soft yellow roses, white lilies, baby's breath wrapped in elegant gold tissue, a subtle yet heartfelt way to express love and admiration. He set delivery for tomorrow to a work address. And Jody, he is not sending them to you.
What? That's shocking.
They really solved that one.
All right, he's sending them to a woman named Lindsay. And the note on the card says, take your time to think about it. It's not for anybody else to understand but us. Just know I meant what I said, and I hope you like the bracelet.
Ooh, cryptic.
That bracelet was a gift from him to her. I'm going to vomit.
Yeah.
I honestly think I'm going to vomit.
Jody, do you happen to know anybody by the name of Lindsay?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But there's no way. Absolutely no way.
Who is Lindsay?
That's his stepsister. But no, there's no way he would do that. I'm sure of it.
Stranger things have happened.
Okay, that's an interesting pivot.
Where are you calling us from?
Do you know where Lindsay works?
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather not say the name if that's okay. But she's a hostess at a chain restaurant.
Okay, so can we back up for just 1 second? It's all happening very fast. Read what he wrote on the card.
Take your time to think about it. It's not for anybody else to understand but us. Just know I meant when I said, and I hope you like the bracelet.
It's not for anyone to understand but us. Might be something you need to explain to your stepsister.
It makes sense. Is that a dress given chain?
Jody, what does she do again?
She's a hostess at a chain restaurant.
It's her.
Oh, it's got to be a leap of faith here. You think that
we're sending it to a chain restaurant? You're kidding. Please don't say it's Texas Roadhouse.
I'm not disclosing the name of said location.
It's obviously out of the charter.
Just what you think it where you're here.
Where you keep it in the family. I'm sorry,
Jody. We're laughing at her life.
Here's the great part.
Yeah.
Here's the great part. He took his stepsister to work the other day because her car's being repaired. She left that bracelet for me to find.
Yeah. She his stepsister did.
Well, this is fairly icky.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
The fact that she maybe there's nothing. It's nothing romantic. Maybe there's something else.
It was a golden heart. Gosh. Don't be ridiculous.
Jody, not that this makes it any better. Please tell me they didn't grow up together, right?
Oh, no. I mean, it's only been like a few years. It's not like they were kids and they grew up in the same house, but I'm sick. It's creepy AF.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, I'm going to say that, I think we're all going to co-sign on that one.
What, Cassie? Oh. Cassie wants to say it, but she doesn't want to say it.
I think you have a beautiful opportunity here. Do you have her number?
I can get it, yeah.
I think you should just text her and say, I know everything. Do you care to explain yourself?
Why would you send that to her? She left the bracelet. She's trying to out him. She's on her side. She's literally on her side.
I don't think she's on her side. I think she wants him, and she wants them to break up first. All right, fine. Text him instead. I know everything.
But the card says, take your time to think about it. It's not for anybody else to understand but us. It sounds like he's trying to convince his stepsister to date him.
That's exactly what it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nasty.
Yeah, disgusted.
Okay. I don't want anything to do with it. We're done. I'm out.
I think that's a good decision.
I think we all.
I think that's a solid,
we agree?
Solid decision.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm a co-sign.
Yeah.
Right. See you, Jody.
Thanks,
all right. That's a hard pivot right
good
there.
Luck.
Right, good luck.
Good luck for that. Coming up in
no,
a couple
I meant
of
you
minutes.
Trying to pivot.
Yeah, both me.
The Burt Show.
Kind of skipped over this kind of fast the other day because we were all shocked by it. We sent the youth group down to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day with a series of tasks to do that they could have done or not done. And they were trying to accumulate some points for $1,000. And one of the things we threw on the list, not really thinking anybody was going to take us up on it, was kiss each other. Two youth group members make out with each other. And when they told us on the air the other day, I think we were kind of floored that Jackson and Rebecca actually kissed and got their 100 points. So we didn't get to ask you about the time, how it occurred, whose idea was it. So before we get into Rebecca's strange reaction to it, we need some dates.
Hey, I'm just as shocked as you guys are. I mean, I was running through the list of, challenges with my girlfriend and like kind of just running down what we had to do. And I was like, this one's impossible. This one's doable. Making out with a coworker, that one's definitely impossible, because the original joke was that I was like, I'm going to try to make out with Mikey. I think that'd be like the funniest way for this to happen. But apparently his girlfriend said no. So then I was like, all right.
I do love that all of you, everybody that's in a committed relationship, ran these shenanigans by their significant other.
You had to. Be safe. And then to my surprise, she was like, I don't really care what you do. Like, you know, do what you got to do. Just because, I don't know. Her and I are obviously very secure in our relationship. She knows that it's, for the bit. She knows sort of the context behind it. So she had no problem with whatever it was that we were doing.
You need to propose to her like yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
For the good of the show.
I just want to establish, like, you can be secure in your relationship and still not want your significant other to make out with a person they work with.
Totally valid point.
and you can still have security in your relationship and not want that. That's okay.
Absolutely. And so also when the youth group was kind of debriefing on all these challenges, it was also a part of it that was like, all right, this one is also not going to happen between any of one of us. None of us are going to make out with each other. But I had gotten that news sort of the day before that we left to go. And then we were sitting at lunch, as Rebecca was saying yesterday, and I kind of just brought it up. I was like, by the way, I got the green light to kiss one of you guys. So who's it going to be? And everyone's sort of looking around, and there's only a certain subset of people who are single there. And one of them, being Rebecca, was like, I guess it's got to be me.
So this was agreed upon, or was it spontaneous at that point?
at that point, I didn't really know what was going to happen. We kind of were joking about it throughout the day of like, oh, Rebecca, remember, like, you got to get ready for our big kiss later on in the night. But, like, I didn't know how it was going to go down or if it was even going to go down. Is that how you felt?
This is how all of my rom-com books start. Two co-workers reluctantly being forced to kiss.
I literally was just having that thought. I'm like, oh, it's such a meet cute.
And only one of you guys is drinking over the weekend. Rebecca does not. And so, Jackson, you... I'm assuming this occurred after a couple of shots?
Yeah, so we had been kind of going all day. This is post Katie's Uber incident. This is at the very end of the night. And the Airbnb that we stayed at had this really nice like backyard patio area with some chairs that we were all hanging out at. And so Mikey has his speakers out there playing his terrible music. And we're all having some drinks out there. And then... I don't know. Like, it was late in the night, definitely, you know, feeling myself pretty good because of all the drinks that we've been having all day. And then it sort of just popped into somebody's head and was just like, oh, the kiss still hasn't happened.
What I remember, we're all pretty drunk at this point, except for me, who's kind of sitting there. But when you sit around with like a bunch of drunk people, even if you're sober, you start feeling drunk yourself, which is what was happening to me. Jackson hadn't mentioned it, like, for a while, for hours. So I thought it had passed us by and that was not ever going to happen. Suddenly he jumps up and he has like this huge bottle of like whiskey or bourbon in his hand. And he's like, all right, Rebecca. He takes like a giant swig of it. And he's like, come here. So we're like, oh, okay, it's going down. Mikey like fumbles for his like phone so he can record it. And yeah, that's how it went down. The makeout just like happened.
Okay. Can I just say, I wasn't expecting the clip to be as romantic as it was. Because you guys spliced up a whole montage of the weekend. And I thought it was going to be you two like reluctantly touching lips like, Jackson went for it. He like grabbed you. Rebecca has him by the shoulder. I'm like, this is if you squint the left eye, if you squint the right eye and like open it a little bit, it's the Notebook.
Oh my God. I've waited 7 years.
I need you to stop making this into something that it's not.
I don't think you're helping Jackson unless right now.
I don't think I got that far along on the video, but
I
will
have to.
You
didn't
see them
kiss in the video?
I didn't see it either.
They like ran towards each other as if they were like, as if Jackson was coming home from war.
Oh, damn, bro.
And Rebecca was his bisexual woman waiting for him, waiting on the homestead, like, my lover.
Okay, no joke, I felt the same way. Is that me? What is
happening?
Just because it's not like you two are standing there awkwardly in front of each other and you just lean your heads in and you go, no, you're on one side of the patio, she's on the other. You glide toward each other and then you like have this embrace and it's like he's going to put his hand behind your head and you're putting your hand on his shoulder and there is no hesitation. You guys go in and then the blur hits right over your face and then it's just like
it had no business being that sensual.
It specifically said make out, and then also it's one of those things where if you sort of half commit, it makes it like 1,000 times more awkward. Yeah. So it's just, you gotta go for it if you're gonna go for it, right?
Good bounce back, brother.
Yeah, like we had to touch tongues.
I'm trying here, guys.
But I watched it and I was like, whoa.
It took me by surprise.
I think something took Rebecca by surprise also, your emotions of the whole thing.
So when we got the challenges that you guys wanted us to do, there were two about kissing. And when I heard them, I was like, okay, well, I'm not doing that. That's not going to happen for me this weekend. I won't even try to do that.
And why is that?
And that's because of everything that I went through. I have been absolutely terrified to even try to kiss anyone. And that's because I battled tongue cancer, as a lot of you guys know. And the treatment for that meant that a lot of changes happened in my mouth. I had to get tongue surgery where a portion of my tongue was removed surgically and reconstructed with tissue from my arm. So that's like it's a pretty big chunk of one side of my tongue that's literally kind of tethered. I can't like, you know, move my tongue like it used to move. I can't like really poke it out or anything like that. And I feel like it's kind of like a Frankenstein tongue. I can't feel that side. I don't know what it feels like if another person was to like, you know, stick their tongue in there. So that's like 1/4 of my tongue that's kind of like a little strange, a little abnormal now. So the idea that I was like, the idea of kissing someone was so foreign and so frightening to me that even Friday when we were out at the bar, there was a person that I was talking to and I knew if I had initiated a kiss, they would have been totally down for it. But I didn't do it because I was so scared that they were going to recoil in horror or find it disgusting. And that would have been devastating to me because I don't know am I supposed to say, hey, just a heads up, my tongue's kind of weird. Just want to let you know before I like,
When's the last time you've kissed somebody?
Oh, it was before I got cancer. It was, I mean, it was like, it's now it's been like 2.5 years probably. Like it's been quite a while. So when Jackson brought it up on Saturday and he said, oh, I've been given the green light to make out with someone. I mean, I wasn't even like a contender at that point. I know his preference was Mikey. unfortunately, that didn't go down. So I was thinking about it all day. Really? Not to be weird about me thinking about kissing Jackson.
No. I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, I was thinking about it all day. I was so nervous. And when we didn't really bring it up again, I almost felt like, okay, it's fine. That's fine. We're not going to do it. So then when he jumped up and he was like, Rebecca, come here. I was honestly pretty terrified as we walked up and I approached. God bless Jackson. I really didn't really try to make a great kiss. I just tried to go for it like as much as possible. And it was a brief makeout, but as you guys saw, we went for it.
Yes, you did.
We went for it. There was tongue. Mm-hmm. It was short, but there was tongue. And then it was over and we're all laughing. Everyone's having fun. And I sit down and immediately I just kind of put him on the spot. And I'm like, so was it weird? Like, was it freaky? Did you notice anything like, you know, gross? And you can be honest with me, you know? And Jackson was so kind to me, which is so funny because he's such a jerk. I'm just kidding. But he was like so patient and he was like answering all of my questions, telling me that he thought it was fine and he didn't really notice anything. And, you know, maybe now that you're sober, that may have changed. You can let me know. But honestly, like, it just meant so much to me because Jackson's my coworker, but I also consider him my friend at this point. You can also tell me if that's wrong.
Depends what you say in the next 3 minutes.
So the fact that I got to rip this Band-Aid off with someone that I like and trust platonically, where there was no pressure, and we were able to sit down and he was honestly able to tell me that things were cool. And even the next day I was like, okay, I'm gonna send this to the show and see if they want me to talk about it. Like, is that okay with you? Was it cool? Are you sure everything was fine? And he texted me and he was like, I promise you it was fine. And if you ever need reassurance, like, just ask me again and I'll tell you again and again that it was totally fine. And that's so, I'm gonna forever be grateful, honestly. It's I'll never be more grateful for a pity kiss ever again.
Jackson, were you expecting that kind of reaction?
Absolutely not. I mean, it really honestly took me back because after all the laughs were like done afterwards and we recorded some post interview of like how it went, whatever, you know, Rebecca's sitting there and she sort of starts breaking down while asking the question. And it took me by surprise because like when mics are off, we're all joking around with each other all the time and we say some pretty terrible things to each other, all in good fun, right?
That's what friends do, right?
Yeah, right. And friends are ribbing each other and that's always part of it. But I've always known that, like, you know, this whole subject of everything that she's been through has always been something that nobody ever touches, right? And so because it's so such like an off-limits thing, a lot of times I forget about it because Rebecca's Rebecca and she's, you know, ever since her recovery and everything, it's easy to sort of forget what you had all gone through. And when the reaction happened, it really sort of put things into perspective of like how much this affects you on the day-to-day and how I didn't even consider that as being an issue for the kiss or anything like that. And now hearing that you had been thinking about it all day and was like nervous about it, like, I probably should have asked a little bit more ahead of time, but, you know, kind of just went by it, you know, in the moment. And then the next day, I could still tell because she had texted me and was still sort of looking for that reassurance where, again, it reaffirmed to me, like, how much this actually meant. And so she thanked myself. She thanked my girlfriend even. And I don't know. I think...
Oh, what a cute, weird text. Thanks for letting your boyfriend kiss me. Is there a Hallmark card for that?
I know. It's such an odd situation. Like, you know, you couldn't make this entire thing up even if you wanted to, but I'm happy the way that it went down, and I'm happy that I was able to give you a little bit of reassurance there.
Thank you. You can write that off on your taxes, that kiss. It was very charitable.
There's my charitable donation.
That's beautiful.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I don't know that I have ever watched a movie or a TV show where the final scene left me so incredibly gutted like the TV show I binged over the weekend. I mean, you talk about bawling. You talk about leaving the show when it's over and the credits and are rolling. You ever know a movie like that when it's so sad at the end, like the credits are rolling and the entire theater is quiet because you're trying to process your emotions?
I'm trying to remember, and I can't, the last time I was like at a movie like that at a theater. I've definitely done that in the privacy of my own home.
Uh-huh. Can't remember the last time I voluntarily went out of my way to go see a sad movie. Like, life's sad enough. I don't need to watch it on screen, too.
I didn't know what I was signing up for, and I've been dying to talk about this show now for a couple of days, and I've been obsessed with it and talking about it and posting about it nonstop on Instagram. Adolescence on Netflix is gutting, and it is not what I expected it to be. So what I thought I was signing up for was sort of a superficial crime, mystery crime type deal with a whole bunch of pivots and whodunits where you don't know at the end who did it until the very last scene. That's what I thought I was signing up for. Wow. It is so much more than that. So it's a 4-episode series. And it's about a kid that is accused of murder in his town in England.
How old is the kid?
13?
Oh.
13. When you watch this, just keep this in the back of your mind if you do watch it. It's one of the best acting jobs I've ever seen in my life by this kid. And it's his first movie role.
Wow.
I didn't even realize that until a couple of days ago. But it's so much more than a whodunit. You guys, I don't even know how to describe it, except it brings you right into the real life situations of a family that is dealing with the possibility of their 13-year-old committing murder. And it does it in such an emotional and real way that it's one of the most jarring movies I have ever watched in my life. It is an emotional roller coaster, and I was exhausted by it at the end.
Do you recommend for people who have young kids, though?
Not 4, like Jimmy's age. You're going to have a whole bunch of other problems by the time he's 16.
Okay. Because there is certain content that now as a mom, I have to protect myself from. And anything involving kids of any sort, but like back in the day, and it still is, like military movies, because especially when my brother was deployed, I stayed clear of those types of movies because it was mental torment. And now the same thing applies to anything that has to do with kids. If anything happens to a child or involves a child doing something, I have to steer clear of it because I just don't have the mental capacity for it.
It's not like that. Like, I totally avoid movies where kids get kidnapped. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely can't do it. This one is, it's touching on so many different social subjects that as parents, sometimes I think we're burying. Some things I didn't even know about, like incel culture. Do you know about incel culture?
Oh, please. Yeah, I'm very familiar with the incels.
The incels are like the Andrew Tates of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's involuntary celibacy and the bullying that goes along with it with young 13-year-olds. And in England right now, it is a major, major problem for young men to be stabbing young women, right? And they are trying to figure out why. And a lot of this has to do with this incel culture is what they're getting at. So there are terms in here as a parent that has an 18-year-old. I wasn't even aware of. The signals online between those that are 16, 17, 13 years old that they're seeing that we as parents aren't absorbing was mind-blowing to me. It was like a completely different world. It also...
And this isn't fabricated for like embellishment in movie. Man. Like this is stuff that's actually happening. They're taking like real life and turning it into art.
Yeah, it's not like one story out of England. It's a problem in England right now. Okay. And they used this family as the example. But as a parent, it also brings up all sorts of issues like could we have done anything differently with our kid when he's done something or has been accused of doing something that we haven't taught him at all? Like he's such a good kid. How could he possibly be involved in something like this? So it brings up nature versus nurture conversations also.
Which is, I'm sure, what every parent goes through every parent's mind that's ever had a kid who was responsible for a school shooting.
And I'll tell you what else is adds to this also is that in this particular family, they have two kids and you think both kids are absolutely squeaky clean. And then you find out one isn't. And yet they were both raised under the exact same roof with the exact same parents, parenting the exact same way. Mm. Yet one kid pivots the one way and one goes the other. And it is a completely huge fear for any kind of parent.
However, to spin off of that, there is a psychologist that has commented, you may be under the same roof. You're not parented by the same parents. You're parented differently. Like yeah. if you're the first kid, it's Absolutely. Just their first time going through it, et cetera. As the second child, you're getting a different set of parents because they've already been there and they've learned something. So when people are like, but we were raised by the same. No, people evolve and change as they get older, depending on when they had you. So the oldest could have been raised by one set of parents and the next child could be raised by, while they are the same people, a completely different set of parents.
And I would just like to point out that the oldest normally gets the hardest parents.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I will also say this, that just from a production standpoint, there's only four episodes, like I said, but there are no edits. They shot it in one take for each episode, and the way they have done it, it's fascinating. I couldn't do enough research on it just to figure out exactly all of the movements and the dance and the choreography that's involved in not making any edits. And it's just one camera the entire time. It is one of the best shows that I've ever watched. I am not getting paid by Netflix to tell you this, but as a parent, it will jar you. The last scene, give yourself at least an hour afterwards to process everything you just saw, because it's as emotional as I have ever seen. Ooh, it's a brutal one,
that's,
man.
That's scary.
It's called Adolescence on Netflix, and you have been properly warned at this point. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
You're struggling to work out and get motivated every single day. Abby's made some tweaks that have made it a little easier, yeah?
Contrary to what my mirror selfies on Instagram say, I don't particularly like to work out. I like to look good because I'm vain, but I don't like to work out.
Can we pause for a second? We went over this yesterday so quickly that I didn't have a chance to direct questions at you. Did you say yesterday you posted like some kind of question about asking people for input on how you look?
Oh, because I got bangs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have done that.
Why do you care what they think?
Well, I was drunk and I was curious.
Well, that'll do it.
It's a bad combo.
Yeah, I shouldn't have asked. I was like, I know I look good. Why did I ask? And then they ruined it. Anyway, never do that. But anyway, I work out a lot. I go to Pilates probably 3 to 4 times a week. I walk every day because I like male attention and that's the way to do it by being shallow. And Kristen has recently jumped into the world of strength training and working out because you want to be around for your kid mm-hmm. as he gets older and you want to be able to hold him and jump with him and live long and have a nice, strong life. And I didn't realize how crappy working out has been until I did something recently that has made it far more enjoyable.
Started drinking right before you work out.
So yeah, I started going to Super Rica before walking over, getting a couple of margs, and then just doing all of my planks to pikes, super drunk. No, I'm a strong, independent woman. I do everything by myself because, you know, that's a necessity. You got to live your life on your own when there's no man to support you. And then you're out here living life by yourself. And I've recently joined this thing that has made working out not easier, but more enjoyable. So y'all know I'm doing a big group trip to Greece in September. I'm taking 28 women to the island of Crete and it's going to be so fun. And one of the girls in our group chat decided to start a side group chat that's all about working out in preparation for Greece. We're like, listen, we just want to go and look and feel our best. Doesn't matter what your goal is, whether it's to lose weight or to tone up or just to feel good in your body. Why don't we all have a support group that helps us reach whatever that goal is so we all feel really great in September?
Oh, you found your own swole mates.
I found my swole mates, but instead of just getting married to one person, I'm in a harem. So I'm in a workout harem. And it has made working out so much more fun because every time I go to Pilates, I can't wait to send them a selfie and be like, you guys, I didn't even cry while we were doing our catfishes on the reverse side of the platform, which is really, it's a really hard move for your abs. And just some of the girls have been making me literally giggle and cackle and has just brought such a light to working out. Like there's this one girl who was in St. Louis and she took a selfie with the arch and she said, I'm in St. Louis for work, but that doesn't stop a baddie from getting out and getting a walk in. The arch is a metaphor for how snatched and flexible I'm trying to be.
Somebody used this word when they were signing up to be a swole mate, and it's the your accountability buddies.
Accountability buddies.
I feel like this is this was before you joined the show, Abby, but it still exists. We have the Burt Show Fitness Fam, and it's a Facebook group, and people will post when they go on runs, if you go on a Peloton ride. So if you guys right now want swole mates or accountability buddies, or what is it?
Accountability buddies.
Like right now, you can go find the Burt Show Fitness Fam on the Facebook group, and we'll all hype you up.
So are you working out more consistently now because you're enjoying posting within the group?
It's almost like it's another layer of that emotional structure that you don't realize that you're missing, especially when you exist as a single person in the world. Sometimes you forget how isolated you can be. And humans are meant to be in community. And so when you find that missing piece that kind of adds sort of like that extra support to your life, you realize how nice it is to have these people that kind of have your back. Like yesterday, had raging diarrhea in the middle of my Pilates class. And instead of just having to suffer in silence, I'm like, oh my God, I have people who can laugh at me. And I was like, listen, didn't get to do my crunches on the reformer, but I still left feeling snatched because of what I was experiencing. Because you never feel skinnier than after a really bad bout of diarrhea.
There are certain times, like depending on where you are in your cycle, when I do a waterfall in yoga, I have to cross my legs as I slowly lower it down so I don't release the front part.
Thanks for that.
You know why I come in here for 25 years now?
Why?
It's to have an appreciation that I'm a man and don't have to deal with all of this, man.
It's pretty nice. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.